This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Farming's hard. To feed the world, farmers have to work the land, brave the elements, and fight the battle against weeds. Weeds reduce crop yields, so prices go up and everybody gets less to eat. But 50 years ago, farmers got a new tool to fight weeds, glyphosate. It kills weeds while protecting the harvest. Time and again, it has been approved by the EPA and by leading regulatory bodies around the world. It helps enable practices that reduce erosion and keep soil healthy, which is good for the earth. Farming's hard, but it's a little easier with glyphosate. Learn more at go.bayer.com/glyphosate. Paid for by Bayer.
Yeah, that's the spot that is running around the clock here on this radio station and on billboards around the St. Louis area, on TV stations. I mean, Bayer is putting a full court press on this, and they had enough impact to actually pass this in the House in the state of Missouri. I guess I was a little surprised by the people that switched over and voted in favor of this. It now goes to the Missouri Senate. I don't know what happens next. We've got former Missouri Senator John Lamping on the phone this morning. And John, not to blindside you with this, but this seems to be the a big issue down in Jeff City right now. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mark. Yeah, unfortunately, I think this is what's happening right now in the General Assembly is what happens more often than not. Is that some issue, and in this case, it's glyphosate, which really is just Roundup. It's commercial Roundup, and they call it glyphosate because the public knows that they have a bad impression of what Roundup is, and the fact that it has lost court cases for hundreds of millions of dollars and likely causes cancer. So they change it to glyphosate. But what happens sometimes is, you know, we elect people to go down there and do big things, eliminate income tax or build roads or whatever good things we'd like to see happen that candidates talk about when they run for office. But then suddenly here we are almost two months into the session, which means you only have 2.5 months to go and nothing really big has happened. But what's taken up so much time, and now what's taking up tens of thousands of dollars in campaign ads, is corporate special interest. So this is Bayer right here in Creve Coeur, the world headquarters or North American headquarters after buying Monsanto. And they're pushing to avoid all future lawsuits from the commercial use of Roundup if the EPA puts a label on it and that's saying that it's potentially harmful, then they can't be sued. So this has become the number one issue for the lobbyists. And I think the family behind this is the Blunt family. You might recall about 6 weeks ago, the CEO of Bayer went down to the Capitol, met with the governor and the legislators, and Roy Blunt was there to kind of show them around, and there were pictures with the Blunt family. And the Blunt families are the most powerful political family, not just the people that have been in office, but the people who aren't in office but run lobbyist groups. So that's where all this money's coming from. That's who's lobbying on behalf of the bill. What you're going to see happen now is that nine state senators, led by my state senator, Nick Schroer, have rallied behind the opposition in the Senate So it's their intention now to filibuster. And 9 is a very good number for filibustering. It'll be very difficult for that bill to pass if that group does not want it to pass. You've got a silent Governor Kehoe who won't take a position on this bill, but he's there ready to sign the bill. He's very, very close to the Blunt family. And so this is what's going to occupy the rest of our session. The good things we want to see happen are the good things that Nick and his group of 9 would like to see to make our state a better place will not be allowed to pass until this roundup bill is allowed to pass. It may mean that nothing happens that we'd like to see happen this session, and it would be all tied up in these filibusters, or it may mean that either sometime this year or next year in session, a deal will be struck where some good things can get through in exchange for this bill. But sadly, no one in Missouri took a position when they voted for Roundup and Bayer getting immunity. But yet, this is what will be the dominant legislative item the rest of the way through this session.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. As I read, there's an article on this in the Missouri Independent that came out this past week. And it sounds to me like Bayer is suggesting that if they don't get this passed, if they don't get the state to grant them immunity from lawsuits, and my guess is they're doing this in every state around the country that has agriculture, that they might have to discontinue the product. And that's why they're claiming it's going to hurt farmers if you don't give them immunity from these lawsuits.
Well, that'd be fine, because what we've learned in as a result of certain court actions is that this product has harmed people that have used it. So, you know, it's interesting that this push is being made at a time when we've got, RFK in the position that he's in. His job is to make our food safer. You know, there's more and more, there's greater and greater demand for organic foods. And why would that be? Well, one of the key things that happens with organic foods is that they're not sprayed with a Roundup. And what we're doing is we're finding that glyphosate is being found in traces of it in almost all of our foods. And there's most people are of the opinion that this is not as far less than healthy for the people consuming the food. So they can threaten all they want. There's another school of thought is that they're going to go out and they're going to try to pass this as many places as they can and indemnify themselves from future lawsuits. And when that's all done, they're going to sell the company to somebody else and probably sell the company to somebody outside of this country. So this is it's a disgusting part of state government. And sadly, more often than not, it takes up a vast majority of either the time or the pressure that goes into lawmaking. Few good things will pass without this bill passing.
Wow.
Here's what will happen now. If people ask the governor, do you support this bill? He'll say something to the effect of, well, whatever legislation brings me, we'll consider it at that time. That's code for, yeah, I'll sign this bill. And then it'll be interesting. I think some of the agricultural groups are for it, but agricultural groups are, they're part of a very large lobbying interest. These are the corporate agricultural groups, not mom and pop farmer. You know, a lot of mom and pop farmers will tell you these horrific stories where when you buy the seed that contains glyphosate, that the seeds are strictly monitored, and that at the end of harvest season, if you don't return the seeds, you basically have to buy them over again every year. Then you're chased by Monsanto, what was Monsanto, in court.
Right.
So anyway, you know, I was sorry to see this happen the way it did. And now you drive around Chesterfield, there are billboards there. There's mailers going directly to all these senators, and there's all this big media buy. And that's the last thing that any of us were contemplating when we went to the polls back in November to vote for state leadership.
Yeah, I got the one in the mail the other day suggesting somehow that Nick Schroer doesn't support farmers because he's against this. They put a full court press on. So, John, if I'm hearing you correctly, all of this talk about maybe cutting the state income tax or all these things that were the lofty goals of this Senate could be put on the line if Cindy O'Loughlin makes this bill a priority and won't let anything else pass till this gets through?
low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almased. Almased is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almased. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, she'll make it a priority. They will do all they can to get it passed. But if these nine senators hold, the nine is a very good number. It's like you can filibuster with four or five, and it's difficult. But if there's truly nine people that are willing to stand up against these corporate special interests, then it's not going to pass. And then at that point, what will happen is that the things that we want to see happen, the things that the governor wants to see happen, I'd be very much surprised if they were to pass independent of this bill. But what'll happen instead is that maybe they won't pass, but somehow the blame will be placed on Nick and the other eight senators, that if not for all of their doings, then Missouri would have had these good things happen. So this is, people always say, like, why do you have these big, huge bills? Why don't you just pass one thing at a time? Even when you pass one thing at a time, there's all kinds of other bills that are tied to the success of each bill are negotiated against each other. So I think that the only thing that they can do down in Jeff City that will change the long-term arc of Missouri's economy and quality of life would be to eliminate the income tax. Let's hope that doesn't go by the wayside. But this corporate interest, when they have as much power as any individual senator, and they sadly have as much power sometimes as any individual governor, and we'll see how this goes forward. Yeah. But it's discouraging to see what happened, and I applaud Nick and the senators for taking the appropriate stand. But they're going to need our prayers and support, because they're going to come under tremendous pressure between now and the end of the session.
Well, we're going to talk to Senator Adam Schnelting in the 8 o'clock hour today, so I'll definitely talk to him about it as well. My final comment would be, where are the trial lawyers at? I mean, they've got to be down there lobbying against this, right?
Oh yeah, for sure they're against this. And it had been the case, up until 10 or 15 years ago, where Republicans were locked up against the trial attorneys and they were all in support of all corporate interests. But when you look at what is the MAGA movement and the national populist movement nationwide, we are now on the same side as the trial attorneys often enough, especially when they're going against these embedded corporate interests who are able to be true rent seekers in government. And we asked Robert Kennedy what part of this bill is he for, and I'm sure he'd be standing side by side with Nick and all these other state senators.
I'm sure he would. John, appreciate your insight as always. Thank you.
Great. Have a good Tuesday.
Yep, you too. Appreciate that. Former Senator John Lamping bringing you some truth there about this this Roundup bill. That's what I'm going to start calling it. Not glyphosate. That's designed to distract from the issue. It's Roundup. And they want immunity from any future lawsuits if you get cancer, is what it sounds to me like.
Get more at 971talk.com.